BBC News with Sue Montgomery. China has hit back at America's suggestion it was considering supplying weapons and ammunition to Russia for its war in Ukraine, saying Beijing would never accept US attempts to dictate Sino-Russian relations. The comments from China's top foreign policy official, Wang Yi, follow a meeting with the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. James Landale reports.
The United States believes Chinese firms are providing Russian forces with surveillance and technology. The US fear, of course, is that Chinese weapons could make a material difference on the battlefield. China's foreign ministry said it would not accept finger-pointing and coercion from the US. Mr. Wang told the conference that China was not a party to the crisis in Ukraine, but nor was it standing idly by. China is expected to unveil shortly a so-called peace plan that some analysts fear might further divide the West from countries in Africa and Asia which oppose defending Ukraine.
South Korea and Japan say North Korea has fired two ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. The firing comes a day after the United States and South Korea held a joint military drill in response to a similar launch on Saturday. North Korea said that test was designed to show it was able to fire nuclear-capable missiles at short notice in response to any threats. Burkina Faso has announced the official ending of the French military operation in the country, aimed at defeating and intensifying Islamist insurgency. Here's Mary Harper.
The Burkinabe Chief of General Staff and the head of the French Sabre Force attended what was described as a sombre flag-lowering ceremony in a military barracks. In January, Burkina Faso gave France a month to withdraw its 400 special forces. Their presence has become increasingly unpopular, with crowds waving Russian flags following a coup last year. Burkina Faso denies that Russian mercenaries are already operating on its territory. It's likely it will turn increasingly to Moscow, just as its neighbour Mali has done.
The African Union has reiterated its zero-tolerance approach to undemocratic changes of power in the continent. On the final day of a summit, the AU said it would maintain the suspension of Burkina Faso, Guinea, Mali and Sudan, which are all ruled by military leaders following coups. The Commissioner for Political Affairs is Bankole Adeoye.
The Commission continues to engage the four countries in question. The Commission is ready to support these member states to return to constitutional order. The idea is that democracy must take root, must be consolidated, and must be promoted and protected.
World News from the BBC. Floods and landslides caused by torrential rain in the Brazilian state of Sao Paulo have killed at least 19 people. Others are thought to be trapped in collapsed buildings. The Brazilian army is sending helicopters with rescue teams and doctors to the worst-hit areas. The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has announced a further $100 million of aid to Turkey following the devastating earthquake. He said it was now less about search and rescue and more about long-term recovery. The quake and subsequent aftershocks are now known to have killed more than 46,000 people in Turkey and northern Syria. The body of the Ghanaian footballer Christian Atsu, who died in the Turkish earthquake, has been returned home. The Turkish Airlines flight was met in Accra by his family, as well as government and football officials. Thomas Nadi was at the airport.
Christian Atsu's body was taken to a military hospital morgue in the capital. Ghana is in a state of mourning, and a few friends and football fans were allowed into the airport for the solemn occasion. President Nana Akufo-Addo, the former President John Dramani Mahama, and the Ghana FA have already expressed condolences to Atsu's family. The 31-year-old made 65 appearances for the national team and one play of the tournament at the 2015 African Cup of Nations. Government officials say they will consult his family about funeral arrangements in what will mark the beginning of the final journey for the football star who contributed a lot to this country.
The German war film All Quiet on the Western Front has won Best Film at the annual British Academy Film Awards. It took 7 prizes overall. The director, Edvard Berger, credited his daughter for telling him he had to make a movie of Erich Maria Remarque's 1929 novel, which she was reading at school. BBC News.